Unit 5. Business Interview. Preparing. Read the presentation about note-taking in interpreting and try to understand its importance and features. Then complete the following task. You are going to hear a short passage. How to make a good impression in a job interview. Listen to the speech carefully and try to note down what you hear. Then reproduce the passage with the aid of your notes.
How to make a good impression in a job interview. In order to make a good impression during a job interview, you need to prepare yourself. You must arrive in plenty of time for the interview so that you can give yourself a little time to relax before the interview begins. The impression you make as you walk into the room is very important. Try to find out if the company or organization has rules about dress, and then try to dress accordingly. You also need to plan what you're going to say. In some interviews, you'll have to do a lot of talking, and in others, you'll only have to answer a few questions about your education and experience. You need to have answers ready about yourself, your education, your strong points, your reasons for applying for the job, and the salary you expect. You'll also be allowed to ask some questions of your own. The questions you ask will show the interviewer if you have given careful thought to the position. You should ask questions about what the job entails, about training and further education possibilities provided by the company, and so on. Performing. Listen to the recording of text A. Try to catch the main ideas of the speech. Note down the key points while you're listening. Then tell the main ideas of the speech with the help of your notes. Text A. I've heard a saying that went something like, if you stay in a country for 3 weeks, you can write a book, 3 months, a postcard, and 3 years, nothing. I'm now faced with this problem. Having lived in China for about 5 years, I'm totally used to daily life here. That shouldn't be something to complain about, right? Adapting to a different society and culture is something to be satisfied with, is it not? Usually it would be. However, it makes writing a column about my impressions of China a lot more difficult. In the West, student life is a combination of study and socializing, with a heavy emphasis placed on the socializing part. I was genuinely impressed by the dedication and motivation of Chinese students. When I was a student, I would rarely give up my spare time to any activity connected with study. Unless exams were approaching, my weekends were devoted to having fun or perhaps a part-time job. My Chinese students, on the other hand, seem to spend their entire waking hours studying. I understand that competition in Chinese universities is extremely intense. Nonetheless, their energy and drive put me to shame. It may be true that rote learning is overemphasized in Chinese education. Nonetheless, I found that this does not reflect the natural character of Chinese students. Given the appropriate classroom atmosphere and a chance to warm up, the students I met were naturally spontaneous and instinctively enjoyed drama. In some of the role plays we acted out, certain students became so involved in their parts that they were bordering on an identity crisis. Thanks to the politeness and warmth of Chinese students, I conquered my fear of speaking in public and became more self-confident. Most importantly, I met dozens of fine, decent people and made numerous excellent friends.
Listen to the recording of text A again. Try to catch more details and improve your notes. Then retell the speech in your own words with the help of your notes.
Listen to the recording of text A, paragraph by paragraph. Take notes when necessary and interpret during the pauses.
Listen to the recording of text B. Take notes when necessary and interpret the text with the aid of your notes. Text B.
今天我们的客人 是美国通用电器中国公司的总裁麦金泰先生。麦金泰先生1988年6月来到中国，对远东并不陌生。事实上， 这是他第二次来北京任职。在此之前，他也在东京和新加坡工作过。麦金泰先生，欢迎您到我们的录音室来。
Thank you. I am pleased to be here to share with your listeners some of my experience and our company's business activities in China.
好的，您曾经自我介绍说您是麦金泰先生。您这个中国名字是怎么来的？
Very interesting question. My wife selected the name. She is originally Shanghainese and wanted to make sure I had a good Chinese name.
她的确给您起了个好名字。麦金泰先生，您在美国通用电气公司多少年了？
I have been with GE for over 20 years and had a number of positions in manufacturing, marketing, sales,Strategy planning and new business development.
您在 GE 的工作时间很长，经验丰富。我们想听听你们公司在90年代的主要战略。
GE is truly a global company in the top 10 in the world in market valuation. GE has operations all over the world and is particularly complex in that it is not a one-product company.We have 13 major businesses ranging from aircraft engines to turbine generators to plastics and appliances. As a goal, we want each of our businesses to be number one or number two in the USA. Our long-term survival depends on this success as more and more competitors enter the USA market. Achieving and maintaining a number one or number two market position is also driven by another factor.Our continuing everyday effort to become more and more productive and efficient to meet our customer needs and to drive our costs down. We must make the best product in the most productive way.
是的，我明白。不过我得说，这是个很大的挑战。你们怎样做到这一点呢？
Two answers come to mind. One is that we must listen to our customers. Listen, 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 and then act.Listening and understanding and then performing are not easy. A second answer is people. Listen to our people. This includes opening communications. This means to continue to share with our employees the strategies and problems of our businesses to get their full participation in helping develop solutions. Offering challenges and freedoms to do their jobs without a lot of over-management.Cutting layers of management. Layers of management add cost and hinder communications from top to bottom. For example, if you have a department with three managers reporting to a general manager, we may cut this layer.
听取客户的意见，听取职工的意见，可能这就是成功之道吧。
Absolutely.
GE 是什么时候重返中国的？你们过去曾经在中国设过机构，对吗？
Yes. In 1979, GE re-established its business contact with China through the opening of representative office in Beijing, with additional expansion being planned.
外国到中国来投资的人感到最难解决的问题之一是怎样使外汇收支平衡。你们解决这个问题有几个办法，如反向贸易、出口等。我对控股公司的想法特别感兴趣。
To begin with, we feel strongly that the problem of balancing foreign exchange for foreign investors is an issue that needs to be addressed prior to signing an investment contract. One way to explore this is to see if there is a market for exports. There may also be other products made in China that can be exported to earn foreign exchanges.
麦金泰先生，谢谢您今天来参加我们的节目，我们祝您今后生意更兴隆。
Madam Zhang, thank you for inviting me. I hope this helps the English study of your audience as well as improves understanding of GE's business ideas.
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text B and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
今天我们的客人是美国通用电气中国公司的总裁麦金泰先生。麦金泰先生1988年6月来到中国，对远东并不陌生。事实上，这是他第二次来北京任职。 在此之前，他也在东京和新加坡工作过。麦金泰先生，欢迎您到我们的录音室来。
Our guest today is Mr. Charles McIntyre, President and Chief Representative of General Electric China Company. Mr. McIntyre has been in China since June 1988 and is no stranger to the Far East. In fact, this is his second posting to Beijing, and he has also worked in Tokyo and Singapore. Welcome to the studio, Mr. McIntyre.
Thank you.I am pleased to be here to share with your listeners some of my experience and our company's business activities in China.
谢谢。能到这儿来，和您的听众谈谈我的一点经验和我们公司在华业务活动情况，我感到很高兴。
好的，您曾经自我介绍说您是麦金泰先生，您这个中国名字是怎么来的？
Good.You introduced yourself to me earlier as Mr. Mai Jintai. How did you get your Chinese name?
Very interesting question. My wife selected the name. She is originally Shanghainese and wanted to make sure I had a good Chinese name.
问得很有意思。名字是我妻子给我挑的。她原籍上海。希望我一定得有个好的中国名字。
她的确给您起了个好名字。麦金泰先生。您在美国通用电器公司多少年了？
And she certainly made sure that you have. So how long have you been with GE, Mr. McIntyre?
I've been with GE for over 20 years and had a number of positions in manufacturing, marketing, sales, strategy planning, and new business development.
二十多年了，我在生产、市场、销售、战略计划和新业务开发等部门中都任过职。
您在GE的工作时间很长，经验丰富。我们想听听你们公司在90年代的主要战略。
Your experience in GE has been long and varied. We'd be delighted to hear what GE sees as its key strategies for the 1990s.
GE is truly a global company in the top 10 in the world in market valuation.GE has operations all over the world and is particularly complex in that it is not a one-product company. We have 13 major businesses ranging from aircraft engines to turbine generators to plastics and appliances. As a goal, we want each of our businesses to be number one or number two in the USA.Our long-term survival depends on this success as more and more competitors enter the USA market. Achieving and maintaining a number one or number two market position is also driven by another factor, our continuing everyday effort to become more and more productive and efficient to meet our customer needs and to drive our costs down. We must make the best product in the most productive way.
GE 确实是个全球性的公司，在市场评估中，它是世界前十名大公司之一。它在全世界范围内进行活动。特别复杂的是，它不是单一产品公司。我们要经营13种业务，从飞机发动机、涡轮发电机、塑料，一直到各种器械。作为一个目标，我们要求我们每一种业务在美国数一数二。能否做到这一点，将决定我们是否能长期存在下去，因为进入美国市场的竞争者越来越多了。另外，还有一个因素，驱使我们去取得和保持在市场上数一数二的地位，那就是我们每天都在不断设法提高生产能力和效率，以满足客户的需要和降低成本。我们必须以最高的生产率，生产出最优秀的产品。
是的，我明白。不过我得说，这是个很大的挑战。你们怎样做到这一点呢？
Yes, I understand. But I must say, it is quite a bit of a challenge. How are you going to achieve this?
Two answers come to mind. One is that we must listen to our customers. Listen, 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 and then act. Listening and understanding and then performing are not easy.A second answer is people. Listen to our people. This includes opening communications.
This means to continue to share with our employees the strategies and problems of our businesses to get their full participation in helping develop solutions. Offering challenges and freedoms to do their jobs without a lot of over-management. Cutting layers of management. Layers of management add cost and hinder communications from top to bottom. For example, if you have a department with three managers reporting to a general manager, we may cut this layer.
回答这个问题，我想到两点。一个是我们必须倾听客户的意见，倾听，倾听，倾听，然后行动。听取意见，理解意见，然后采取行动，这并不是一件容易的事。第二个是人的因素，倾听自己职工的意见，其中包括广开言路，也就是说，把各公司的战略和所存在的问题告诉自己的职工，让他们充分参与，帮助找出解决问题的办法，在他们工作上提供各种挑战与自由，管理部门不过多的干预，让他们完成本职工作，减少管理的层次，管理上的层次增加成本，有碍于上下情况的沟通。比如说，有个部门向一个总经理汇报的有三个经理，我们就可能减少这一层。
听取客户的意见，听取职工的意见，可能这就是成功之道吧。
Listen to the customers and listen to the employees. These could be the keys to success. Am I right?
Absolutely.
一点不错。
GE 是什么时候重返中国的？你们过去曾经在中国设过机构，对吗？
When did GE re-enter China? You had been in China before, hadn't you?
Yes. In 1979, GE re-established its business contact with China through the opening of representative office in Beijing, with additional expansion being planned.
是的。我们1979年与中国重新建立起业务联系，在北京设了代表处，还准备扩大到别的地方。
外国到中国来投资的人感到最难解决的问题之一是怎样使外汇收支平衡。你们解决这个问题有几个办法，如反向贸易、出口等。我对控股公司的想法特别感兴趣。
One of the most difficult problems for foreign investors in China is balancing foreign exchange. GE deals with this issue in a number of ways. Counter trade, exports, etc.I am particularly interested in the holding company idea.
To begin with, we feel strongly that the problem of balancing foreign exchange for foreign investors is an issue that needs to be addressed prior to signing an investment contract. One way to explore this is to see if there is a market for exports. There may also be other products made in China that can be exported to earn foreign exchanges.
首先我强烈地感到，外国投资者外汇收支平衡的问题，是在签订投资合同之前就要正视的问题。探索解决这个问题的一个办法是，看看产品有没有出口的市场，也许还有其他的在中国生产的产品可以拿来出口以换取外汇。
麦金泰先生，谢谢您今天来参加我们的节目，我们祝您今后生意更兴隆。
Mr. McIntyre, thank you for joining us today. We wish you every success in the future.
Madam Zhang, thank you for inviting me. I hope this helps the English study of your audience as well as improves understanding of GE's business ideas.
张女士，谢谢您对我的邀请。我希望这个节目有助于您的听众学习英语，也进一步了解我们的经营思想。
Packaging. Working groups, listen to the recording of text C. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. One of the students will be chosen to be the interpreter, and the others are expected to evaluate his or her performance with the peer assessment form. Text C.
女士们、先生们，早上好。今天我来谈谈 如何在工作中利用好你的五种资源。每个雇员都有五种可以利用的权利资源，估量自己潜在的权利资源并善用之。一、个人权利，就是你的魅力，你实现你的信念的激情，你与他人沟通和给人以激励的能力，以及你的领导才能。二、人际关系权利，来自你在工作中所建立、培养和保持的关系网和朋友圈，来自公司内其他部门的同事，使你及时了解他们部门的情况，来自公司主管，将特殊项目交由你负责，来自公司内其他人等。三、职位权利，直接与你在公司组织结构中的地位有关，公司业主、总裁和首席执行官有很大的职位权利，而接待员、办事员或勤杂人员一般没有什么职位权利。四、知识权利，是你对你的具体工作、你所在部门、机构的某种特殊专长或知识。五、任务权利，存在于分配给你的工作任务中，有些工作其本质上较其他工作对公司的健康发展更为重要。比如说，销售人员，其工作是通过销售产品和服务来为公司赚取利润，他们通常有较高的任务权利。你可以利用你拥有的任何一种权利资源来建立充实你另一权利资源。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text C and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
女士们、先生们，早上好。
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
今天我来谈谈如何在工作中利用好你的五种资源。每个雇员都有五种可以利用的权利资源，估量自己潜在的权利资源并善用之。
Today, I'm going to talk about how to use the five sources of your power at work. Every employee has five sources of power to draw from. Assess your potential power sources and use them to your advantage.
一、个人权利，就是你的魅力，你实现你的信念的激情，你与他人沟通和给人以激励的能力，以及你的领导才能。
Number one, personal power is all about your charisma.Your passion to achieve the strength of your convictions, your ability to communicate and inspire, and your leadership skills.
二、人际关系权利，来自你在工作中所建立、培养和保持的关系网和朋友圈，来自公司内其他部门的同事，使你及时了解他们部门的情况，来自公司主管，将特殊项目交由你负责，来自公司内其他人等。
Number two, relationship power derives from the network of contacts and friends that you make, develop, and maintain at work, from co-workers who keep you up to date with the goings on in their part of the organization, to executives who seek you out for special projects, and from everyone in between.
三、职位权利，直接与你在公司组织结构中的地位有关。公司业主、总裁和首席执行官有很大的职位权利，而接待员、办事员或勤杂人员一般没有什么职位权利。
Number three, position power is directly related to where you reside on your company's organizational chart. Owners, presidents, and CEOs have plenty of position power, while receptionists, clerks, and laborers typically.Have little or none.
四、知识权利，是你对你的具体工作、你所在部门、机构的某种特殊专长或知识。
Number four, knowledge power is based on the special expertise and knowledge that you have of your job, your department, or your organization.
五、任务权利，存在于分配给你的工作任务中。有些工作其本质上较其他工作对公司的健康发展更为重要。比如说，销售人员，其工作是通过销售产品和服务来为公司赚取利润，他们通常有较高的任务权利。
Number five, task power is inherent in the jobs you are assigned at work. Some work is by nature more important to the healthy development of the organization than others. For example, salespeople, whose job is to bring in money by selling products or services, usually have higher task power.
你可以利用你拥有的任何一种权力资源来建立充实你另一权力资源。
You can leverage any source of power. You have to build your base of power in another source.
Supplementary exercises. Listen to the recording of text D. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. Text D.
Please take a seat. My name is John Giles. I'm the human resource manager.
你好，我叫陈刚，谢谢你约见我。
Right then. Could I start by asking when you graduated from university?
我现在是大四学生，今年六月份毕业。
I see. And what's your major?
我是计算机系软件专业的学生。
So, how did you hear about us?
我读大一的时候就知道你们公司，希望毕业后能有机会成为公司的一员。
Oh, that's very interesting. And what sort of job did you have in mind? What do you have to offer us?
我可以编程，也可以做销售。我在大学里就有不少销售经验。我设计的软件还获过奖。
I'm afraid we don't have any vacancies in sales or in programming. However, we are looking for people for customer support. How would you feel about that?
没问题。我擅长与人沟通。那我什么时候上班呢？